Welcome along to our day two coverage of the event. We are here at the end of stage seven Knockalla, and the fight at the front is very, very exciting as the leading crews look to lay down a marker coming off one of the classics of Donegal rallying and one of the best stages for European rallying. And the quickest man on it was the rally leader overnight, Matt Edwards, with David Moynan on board in their Ford Fiesta with a time of 10:11.7, just half a second quicker than the chasing pack. With the joint second fastest time, the defending champions Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Skoda RS Fabia Rally 2, the first time that this car has rallied in Ireland. 10:12.2, just half a second slower than the time of Edwards. Also doing that time, and a super time it was as well, by the Toyota GR Yaris Rally 2, Marion Evans and Jared Conway with 10:12.2. A fantastic time there for the Yaris in Knockalla in front of huge crowds, massive crowds out to watch the opening stage on day two. But they were the three quickest drivers in there. Just looking at the next quickest time actually was another former winner, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. They have worked on their car. They've changed a lot on the setup. 10:15.4 was the time there for Josh Moffat, but the top four men all very, very happy with their times and how their car is performing in the opening loop on day two. So that means in the overall standings that Matt Edwards has increased his advantage now by just half a second to 12.5 over Callum Devine. Cathal McCourt remains in third position, 18.7 adrift, and he was just under 7 seconds slower than the time of Edwards in there in Knockalla. Marion Evans has now jumped up a place to fourth in the Yaris with that super time in Knockalla, and he's now chasing down McCourt. He's currently 12.1 behind McCourt. And Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, even though they had a very good time in there, they still dropped to fifth, dropping one place, and they're just 0.2 of a second now behind Marion Evans in that battle of far fourth. It'll be very interesting to see how both of these men perform in the next stage in Gary Gartz. There's a host of Donegal all men behind them. Sixth overall is David Kelly and Dino Sullivan in the polo, losing a bit of time, 10:25.8 in there in Knockalla. Declan Boyle and Paddy Walsh are sitting in seventh in their Citroen, 10:22.8 in Knockalla, and he was 3 seconds quicker than Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty, who are eighth overall. They had 10:25.2 in Knockalla. In between that this morning, going out to the stage was Aidan Ray and Niall Burns, but unfortunately for them, they slipped off the road, and their rally has come to an end very early on day two, and they will not be continuing here for the rest of the event. James Ford and Niall Shanks are up to ninth in the Citroen, and then Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in the Ford Fiesta, they are now wrapping up the top ten. But of course, outside of that, there's a major battle in the two-wheel drive modified category. This is the back door of Kevin Gallagher, the man that's won this category for the last 2 years, going for three in a row. Himself and Ryan Moore in the T90 Darien had a spin at the final junction in this stage. But even with that, he lost a handful of seconds. He was still very, very quick. And if we look at the times, he took another 10 seconds out of Declan Gallagher in the battle of the two-wheel drive categories, despite having a spin in the Darien. The time there for Gallagher was 10:18.9. And that was just 7 seconds slower than the time of the man at the front of the field, Matt Edwards. Declan Gallagher in that started 10:28. Dead, so that means the difference now in that category is out to 19.6 seconds. And Gary McPhillips lost a bit of time to the two guys as well. He lost 20 seconds to Declan Gallagher and lost a half a minute to Kevin Gallagher, but he still remains the third modified car in the rally. And if we look at the timesheet you're talking, that's 26 and 2 is 28, and another 14 is about 42 seconds adrift now off Kevin Geller in the modified section, but there's a huge battle there in that event as well. Once again, there is massive crowds out and about for this rally, and particularly for the Knockalla stage. There's thousands in there, and we asked you to obey the marshals, to listen to the officials, and to stand back from the side of the road, because that means that the rally can run on time and everybody can have a safe event. So for those that are in the stages, make sure you obey the marshals, and likewise behave yourselves on the road in between sections as well. And hopefully we get no cancellations and everybody is able to have an enjoyable Donegal International Rally. And there's no doubt the men who are competing in this are enjoying it as well. The rally leader after the opening stage on day two is Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in their Fiesta, now by 12 and a half seconds from Callum Devine in the Skoda. Callum McCord is third, and Miriam Evans is on the move. He is up into fourth with Kevin Geller leading the modified. And the cars are now going for the start of stage eight, which is the run over Gary Gort for the very first time this morning. And they're due on there at around 10:30. Well, they're expected to be on there at around 10:30. It's now close to 11 o'clock, but we will be back shortly with another update from this event for you, and how the International Rally is panning out.